Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, having a great visit with our good friend Joseph Bailey. Joe Bailey is a longtime member of our Brain Trust going back 13 years. And he's the author of The Serenity Principle. Also, one of my favorites, Slowing Down to the Speed of Life. Also, Fear Proof Your Life. He's got a new book coming out on addiction that we're going to get him to. Joe, we expect to launch that book on the show, if you will, whenever it's ready.
Absolutely.
And
I'd love to be back and talk about it.
One of the things you've been doing a lot is lately you've been spending a lot of time in the healthcare industry, the healthcare field. You've got some perspectives on that. I'd like for you to take a few minutes and talk to us about some of your thoughts on where we are and what we should be doing on healthcare.
Well, you know, as a psychologist, my consulting work with healthcare is really helping the leaders in healthcare see how to keep their state of mind in order in a way that they're thinking clear, making better decisions, and being able to be resilient and adapt to change, because that's the secret to dealing with this mess that we're in. We're really in a mess in healthcare. The costs have gotten way out of control, and whatever solutions we come up with, if we're coming out of fear and just reactivity, we're not going to be thinking as clear. I was talking to a CEO just the other day, and his senior CEO of the whole organization had just found out that two of their hospitals, for the first time, had lost money, had not met their financial goals in their very long history as an organization. And he immediately went into panic mode and spread fear throughout the organization. And what I've been working with my CEO on is his resiliency, and he said to his leadership team, we're not going to go the route of fear. We're going to see how to keep our thinking clear during this crisis, and we're going to make changes. We're going to have to
do
hiring freezes and all that, but we're going to stick together, and we're not going to be thinking about our own skin. We're going to be thinking about how do we keep all of us together.
He said, in my opinion, he basically based that philosophy on what I think is the magical management question. What did we learn? Or what can we learn? Not you're fired or woe is me or why did you do this, but rather the redemption question, what did we learn?
Yeah, and what are we not seeing that we need to see now? What is it in my life that I have to see now, that I have to learn, that I have to discover deeper? I have to dig deeper within my own inner wisdom to see something that's going to help here. And we can't do that when our mind is full of fear. It's only when we turn it over, when we have faith, when we are able to have an attitude of, you know, we can do this, and we just have to have new thinking about this.
That's
when new ideas come.
The thing that I've been consistent about for 15 years now, Joe, is that the solution to healthcare is to make it more market-based solutions, to make you and me become, to help you and me become healthcare consumers, not just healthcare patients.
Right.
We've got to start acquiring healthcare the way we acquire any other product. Every other thing in our life, Joe, is our quality of life in America has improved. Poor people in America are actually, you know, almost rich compared to poor people in other countries because of competition. And I think that's the problem. And if we can become consumers, we can become better decision makers, and the products and the efficiencies will be run out of the system. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Well, I think I totally agree that, you know, we have to become better patients if we're going to have a better healthcare system. We have to take more responsibility for our own health and really look for care providers that are actually going to deliver health rather than just expensive care.
Exactly.
And that's the bottom line, is people want to walk out of that office feeling better than they went in and demand that. and look for that. And the consumer will walk away from organizations that aren't getting results.
That's right.
And if you go to a
you're saying exactly what I'm saying. Yep.
Yeah.
And demanding that and but not only in the results category part of it, but also the financial part of it.
Right.
You know, we need to be able to do that too. Hey, Joe, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website, please.
Joe Bailey and Associates.com, and that's spelled out. And
Joe Bailey and Associates.com. They can find your books wherever books are sold too, right?
Right, on Amazon.
Joe, will you come back? Will you come back and let's launch your new book on the show?
Let's do it.
All right, thanks, Joe.
Hey, happy Election Day.
You too. Joe Bailey, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.